eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
We've got big questions coming out of the conference championship round next on Fantasy Football Today in 5. Welcome to FFT in 5. I'm Chris Towers here with Adam Azer, and we're going to talk about some big questions for specifically the teams who were eliminated in the conference championship round, although we'll maybe get to the Chiefs as well. But first, Adam, the Chargers announced on Monday that they are hiring Kellen Moore, former Cowboys offensive coordinator, to be their offensive coordinator. How do you feel about this for Justin Herbert? I think it's an upgrade.
I love it. I think it's awesome. Kellen Moore really helped take Dak Prescott's game to a new level. I mean, or maybe it was just a coincidence, but then when Kellen Moore became the offensive coordinator, they started running a lot more plays. They started throwing a lot more. They still ran the ball very effectively. Quite simply, they had a phenomenal offense in three of his four seasons as offensive coordinator. And the one time they didn't, Dak Prescott only played five games and Andy Dalton took over. So I think it's awesome for Justin Herbert. I'm very excited about it.
Yeah. I think the biggest thing is that every single season that Dak Prescott played with Kellen Moore, his average depth of target was over 8 yards. Justin Herbert weirdly had one of the 10 lowest ADOTs for any starting quarterback this season.
The third lowest.
Yeah, you've got, you know, maybe the biggest armed quarterback not named Josh Allen or Patrick Mahomes, and this offense was just frustratingly passive. They weren't throwing the ball downfield. I think there is a... They could probably use another playmaker in the passing game to really help unlock this offense. But even if they don't add someone, I think we're definitely going to see a bounce back season from Justin Herbert. And I think Kellen Moore will be a part of that. I think it's going to be a good thing for him. So let's move on to some of the big questions coming out of the conference championship game. And I think the biggest one for me is, what do you think the 49ers are going to do at quarterback in 2023? Obviously, you know, they lost to the Eagles in a big way on Sunday. And it was painfully obvious that once Brock Purdy got hurt, one, Josh Johnson just wasn't good enough, and then he got hurt, and Brock Purdy could barely grip the ball. I mean, he shouldn't have been out there. It was a tough situation. Do you think they stick with Brock Purdy after going, you know, 7-0 leading up to the conference championship game, or is this still Trey Lance's team?
Yeah, well, all the reports seem to guess that Brock Purdy was going to be the guy going into the game, that he was going to be the guy at the beginning of the 2023 season. He certainly didn't do anything to lose that job. Yeah. It wasn't his fault. So I guess right now, if I had to take a guess, I would say that it would be Brock Purdy. I don't really see why. I think they should try Trey Lance out, you know, give them an element to their offense that's missing a little bit with the mobile quarterback and a huge arm. So I it's what I would do, but I think it's going to be Brock Purdy. And I asked, you know, Dave, Jamie, and Heath if they had any interest in any pass catchers. I think if you look at the target distribution, when McCaffrey, Debo, Ayuk, and Kittle were all healthy, it was really, really even, and it wasn't a lot of volume for any of them. And I think it's terrible for, not McCaffrey, but for the other three guys. So I'm not really all that interested in their passing game. It'll be cumulatively very effective, but on an individual level, it'll be frustrating when everyone's healthy.
You know, even McCaffrey, like I've got him as RB2, so I don't want to say I'm down on him, but he played three games with Elijah Mitchell healthy. Elijah Mitchell left this game with an injury because Elijah Mitchell gets hurt a lot, and that's a concern. But in the three games that they played together, McCaffrey had 35 carries. Elijah Mitchell had 28. So I don't think it's going to be that even next season, but it's enough to knock Christian McCaffrey down below Austin Eckler, for me at least.
But what about the fact that Dak Prescott had an ADOT over 8 all those years? You know, does that mean fewer checkdowns, fewer catches for him? And look at the catches and the targets for Eckler when both Mike Williams and Keenan Allen are on the field. Every running back, I feel like you can do that with. So sure. I'm just gonna go with McCaffrey. Plus, Elijah Mitchell healthy. Come on now.
Yeah, that's also a fair point. All of those are fair. Let's move on to the Bengals. And one really interesting note from Sunday's game, Joe Mixon was the number two running back for the Bengals. I mean, he had more carries than Samaje Perine, but Joe Mixon played just 35% of the snaps in the loss to the Chiefs. Samaje Perine was in there way more often than he was. And this is what we saw, you know, down the stretch after Mixon's concussion, is he wasn't playing, you know, 75 to 80% of the snaps. He was like 50 to 55% of the snaps most weeks. Do you think there's at least some concern that Joe Mixon's not going to be a three down back next season?
Well, he wasn't really a three down back this season. He had 60 catches in 14 games, but he only ran, I think, 18 routes on third down. Which is, you know, I mean, he just wasn't the third down back. That was Perine. I don't think he's going to be the third down back next year. So I did bring this up as well. I mean, Joe Burrow went from a guy in 2021 that was throwing the ball downfield a ton and wasn't really targeting his running backs to 2022, where he threw the third most passes to running backs and he threw a bunch of them on first and second down. If that goes away, that's a huge piece of the value for Joe Mixon. So I don't think he's going to be a three down back. I get the feeling they're going to draft his potential replacement. How could they feel good about Joe Mixon at this point? It's obviously just a guess on my part, but I still feel like got to see what they do personnel wise. He could still be a really good second round pick just based on volume and scoring touchdowns on a great offense. But I had him as RB5 at the end of the regular season, and he just hasn't performed well enough to justify that.
Yeah, I think he looks more like an RB2 heading into next season. And let's go one more quick one. I want to drop a hot take and see what you think.
Okay.
All right, for this one, here's my hot take. The highest drafted wide receiver on the Chiefs for the 2023 fantasy football season is not currently on the roster. Is that a hot take?
No. I mean, how can you go into the season with Kadarius Toney as your top receiver, right? I mean, just I don't think you can do
you
that.
Can't.
So I would agree with you. I think they'll have to do something. Why not bring Juju back? I don't know, but he's been really phased out. I know he got hurt in this game, but I think I agree with you.
Kadarius Toney got hurt again. He's been just a role player for the Chiefs, and he's been pretty productive, you know, in that role. They've used him near the goal line. It's been very valuable for him, but he hasn't been able to stay healthy even in, you know, a role where he played. I think the most snaps he played was 31% for the Chiefs. So I don't know how they can trust him next season. I'm fine with him around the 85th to 100th pick, you know, in the mock drafts that we've done so far. But, you know, if they don't bring someone in, his ADP is going to skyrocket next season. I can't bring myself to get excited about him at this point. It's just the inability to stay healthy is so tough for him. So
that was like this, though. I mean, this guy is the most injury prone receiver I can remember. It's in
two hamstring injuries that he's missed time with, two ankles. He had his knee scoped. He had an oblique injury. He had a quad injury. He left yesterday's game with a foot or ankle injury. It's been unbelievable how often he's gotten hurt. But at this point, I mean, we're two years in and he's played like three games in a row one time. So I don't know how they can trust him. I don't know how we can trust him.
Goes back to college as well with him.
Yep. It's a tough spot. I feel bad. He's clearly an electric playmaker, but it hasn't happened for him so far. All right, that's going to do it for FFT and 5. We'll be back tomorrow to talk more Dynasty stuff with Heath Cummings. We'll see you then.
Hey, everyone. This is Jimmy Conrad, your favorite former U.S. Men's National Team player and the host of the Call It What You Want podcast. And I'm here to tell you that Vuori is a versatile clothing brand that speaks my language. It's inspired from the coastal California lifestyle, just like me. Its products stand the test of time, just like me. And also just like me, it endeavors to inspire others to live vibrant, healthy lives. Vuori gear is designed to look great in everyday life while also being perfect for any workout activity. I'm currently rocking the Men's Sunday Performance Jogger, and don't let the name deceive you. You can wear these babies any day of the week and in any situation. I'm talking going to the office, running errands, the gym, whatever your heart desires, because Vuori is an investment in your happiness. For our listeners, they are offering 20% off your first purchase. So get yourself some of the most comfortable and versatile clothing on the planet at Vuori.com/sports. That's Vuori.com/sports. Not only will you receive 20% off your first purchase, but enjoy free shipping on any U.S. orders over $75 and free returns. Again, go to Vuori.com/sports and discover the versatility of Vuori clothing.